Good morning from sunny Cancun. Suffering is part of all of our lives. No matter what we try to do, no matter how much we try to control our lives, we will encounter suffering, some of us more than others. In fact, I'll never forget a priest who jokingly would say, "You guys have to pray for God to send you suffering. He sends it to me for free." Many of us get sufferings, even here in Cancun, and I have some to share with you. As we know, suffering can be a powerful offering to God, especially for the souls in purgatory, since they themselves are using, and God is using, suffering as a way of purifying them. But like prayer, it depends on how you offer it. So there are ways that we can make our suffering before God significantly more powerful. And I want to share that with you in today's video. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, there are some things that we read that we simply never forget because they are so amazing. I'll never forget reading some visions from Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, whose visions are a vast world yet for us to fully explore. One in particular where she saw a vast room filled with angels writing on golden scrolls, and she saw four types of prayer. The first prayer was letters written in almost like this black ink, and it was difficult to describe or to even read what was being written. These are the prayers that are offered to God when we are in a state of serious sin. The next type of prayer she saw was more legible, but it was written in like a type of bronze color. And this was prayers that were not offered very well, but the person was in a state of grace. The third type of prayer was much more legible, and it was written in a beautiful silver ink. And this was prayer that was offered well, and the person was in a state of grace. And lastly, was prayer that was written in a beautiful, glowing, golden script. This prayer, the person was in a state of grace, it was prayed well, and they united it to the sufferings of our Lord Jesus. And see, this is what makes the difference, because with our suffering, it's not just that we suffer it. We must suffer it well. We must also be in a state of grace, seeking to be in that state at all times. And then not only must we suffer well, but we must unite it always to the sufferings of our Lord Jesus. In fact, a beautiful way to do this is the sacrifice prayer from the apparitions of Fatima that I will have here right below. We always have sufferings. Yesterday, in fact, whenever I'm around here, I'm always wearing a shirt because I don't want to put sunblock all over my body, so it'll help protect me. And when we were going snorkeling, of course, some of it came up, and so a portion of my back was completely burnt because I did not put any sunblock. So as you can imagine, even in a beautiful vacation, we have things that we can offer God, but only if we do it well, are in a state of grace, and unite it to our Lord's suffering. In this way, we could significantly increase the power of these sufferings before our Lord for the souls of purgatory. My friends, do this and we will release so many souls and become powerful intercessors for them. I will see you in the next one.